That's a Hitler's view. He's good, he prepares.
Hitler's, yeah. Anyway, for today's shiur, sponsor Chaim Bursin, make a follow me and please show up. Today's shiur, sponsor Hush Lema, Rivka Basushum Zalman.
I have Isaac. Nishmas.
Leon Nishmas. Sorry. And Omer Mekasim ben Erna Esther, our captive, and Yom Chaim Yitzchak, thank you for coming on time, Rabbi Yishmael Tzaring. And Rezal Bas David Mordechai, Chaim Avraham ben Shifra Zisel, and for Yaakov and Frumet, Sharifu Shalema. And also, I was there to get two pies, some pizzle. If you give a few bucks, you get a pie, well worth it, let me tell you. Tanu Rabbanan.
He's serious about that?
Yeah. Sadek on the base.
It was on 647 pie. I
didn't eat it. But, whew, they look good. They look good. They look very, very good.
Are you having pizzle tonight?
My kids. I don't know either.
Who are you having tonight?
Normal thing.
He's not around.
Shirley is running it. Turn around. Shut time. Seamus. Let's go.
Jump ship.
No, he stopped with the test. He's not. He's not anymore. He's doing a favor, man.
But doesn't the palm
need anymore? Tell everyone, short time.
Doesn't work with Tessa anymore. Who?
Or
so. Oh. Short time, Shehemis Vahizik. Don't know his name of Vashas. They know his name of Amaris.
I forgot to tell them what.
So, you have like this.
His.
What do I do? Oh, I left my paper at home. Great. Okay. See if I remember. It's simple. So, you have a short time. Pays Chatzi Nezek. And he pays it only in the gufay. He only pays from the guf of the animal. A shor muad pays min aliyah. He pays from his house. He pays no matter what, even if his if the damage is $10,000 and the ox only $1,000, doesn't matter. You go pay what's called a shor muad that kills, gets killed, and he pays kofer. A shor tam that kills, just gets killed. No money. So, Shortam, Shehemis v'Hizik, it's just a tease. It's not going back to the beginning of the Masechta. Don't get nervous. Shortam, before Goldstein comes, just telling you there's 28 blot left. So if he comes and says 29, you know he's wrong. Tarabon, 27. Tarabon, Shortam, Shehemis v'Hizik.
You forgot your papers at home and show you're accurate.
I think I remember that. Shortam, Shehemis v'Hizik. So you have a Shortam that killed and it damaged. Now, the problem is that a short time only gets paid in the gufay. You have an issue over here. Don't raise the dinner fashas. You bring it to Besdin to get to be mechayiv and killing the animal, because a short time we say kill dies if he kills. Vain don't raise the dinner mamonis. You don't do the dinner mamonis. Why? Because it's already a dead animal. The only way you get mamonis from the gufay, this animal's dead.
So the guy that got damaged,
he loses out.
It doesn't matter what happened first.
No. Because he's going to get Magufay. What are you supposed to do with it?
You pay Magufay and then you kill him.
You can't.
Why?
Because Magufay is an actual animal.
Right, so?
What he's
ready.
You kill the animal?
So it should depend on what when Bezdin's Psak came. He's not dead until he has a Psak did. So if he gets a Psak that he has to pay Magufay, then he should pay him before he gets killed.
It says Shehemis first.
I asked you if the order matters.
Oh.
Apparently does.
Yeah, I mean, if he just damages today, then you pay for damage. If he kills tomorrow, then it's already done. But if you... So Shehem Shehemis v'Hizik. Danas dinim v'Hashem. Ein danas dinim v'Amanas. Mu'u Shehemis. Amud el Memis and the Hizik. So he did both. Donaris din Mamanis, Vachos Donaris din Farshus. Because over here it doesn't matter. Like we said, Amud pays him an aliyah, pays him the household. So he just takes his lawnmower. Zotti Gemara, I don't understand. Vichikadmu Donaris din Farshus, my Hava. Lehedir Ladaini din Mamanis. Let's go ahead and Paskin din Mamanis. So Gemara says, and the reason why we said you can't is because the animal gets killed. But first do the paskin din nefashos, then dan din mamonos, and then kill him. So Gemara says
in the tam.
So even in that situation where it's that order, you could still do it like that. So Gemara says my amarava ashkhtinu rabban berav. The Yasvi Kamri, that they said, Haman Rav Shimon Atimani, he, the Omar, Ma Egroif, Miyuchat Shemos Le'edah, Le'edim, Amo Bino Umda, the Medina. You need Umda Medina, which means that there's an evaluation, it takes a sitting down and a meetings of the minds to make an evaluation of what the damage was and how to pay and exactly what the payment should be. And since this animal is destined to be killed, because you pashkin down the nefashos already, because it killed first, at this point, once the animal's being wheeled to Misa, on the way to dying, at that point you don't stop and say, one sec, we also got another din, let's evaluate the damage, and let's sit for another 3 days and figure out what the damage is and what you should pay. Why? So why is a good question. What, you worry about the animal's feelings? Like, who cares? Fine, so the animal's going to die in 3 days. Who cares what happens? So the halacha by a person is that you don't do it. It's the hatur ask kamaycha, and because a guy is going to die, at that point, you don't hold out the misa. Because it's painful for a guy to sit there waiting to die. So if a guy's chayim misa bezdin, you do it right away. You don't give him. You don't say, okay, what's it? We also have a talk to you about. You also mailed a letter without a stamp. You did this. You did that. No. Right. You kill him. You kill him quickly. That's a halacha. That's brought down. Now they say what lashon is? The halacha is. There is a concept that even though the reasoning by the shor is not the same, because no v'hatur yachamaycha, but k'misa ba'al kach misa shor, that's brought down on a lot of law, because that's one simple teretz you could just put it in. Another teretz I saw they bring down, why does this animal get killed? Because he's a menace to society. This animal's a menace to society. You got to get rid of him. You can't keep him around for the next 3 days to worry about some kind of hazard that he did. This guy, you can't keep him around. So maybe you quickly knock him out. I like that shot. I don't know. Maybe because that's the word menace. Amir Lahu, I know. I mean, you say theoretically you can lock it up. You can ask on it. You can really lock the animal up.
Obviously okay. Not. So, you can't lock it up.
He says here that Rashi Maikon says because it's just Inay Adin.
Yeah, is the halacha from the kmisa ba'al kach misa shor. But that's that inyodin by a person. That's what I was preempting. Don't part the animals. Because a guy's sitting there.
He's biting his fingernails
because he's about to get killed. Now you're going to judge me. Now you're putting me through a jury through about money or something. I mean, come on, just kill me. Finish. Get it over with.
What's the price for the family too?
Not the family. The guy. Mm. He has no family.
Yeah, and he's also a
Shmos. Who's the family?
Who?
It shouldn't apply. It's only halacha, only by a person. You ready? I don't know how he got to where he just got to, but...
It was actually a good sushi.
Jesus?
Yeah, even though there's a machlokes between the Jews and the Christians who killed him, but he was pashto, so he killed
them. Oh, okay, fine. I mean, I know. I feel
he didn't have any family.
The first time or the second time?
Lamila Lorano. I feel tamer of is somebody nailed to a cross by my house. That's related. Lamina Luhuano, I feel tamer of Akiva. Even go like Akiva, not Shema Tamani. How come my skin goes Barach? The guy ran away. I Barach.
The guy or the animal?
The animal. I Barach, he like done with the nefashes. Hey, Kadine. How do you die in the nefashes? The couple said, "I'll do barach." You accepted the edus, and then boom, he made a dash. So, mehekam shdalim. Moses says, "Where do you pay?" Miradya. Miradya is from the you leave the shore around, you allow the shor to graze and do all, not graze, to do all kinds of plowing, all kinds of work that the shor, you know, it's $40 an hour, and you owe him $200, so you stick around for, I don't know how many hours that is, 5 hours. 5 hours, very good, your math is good. $40 times 5 is 200, right?
You said 26.
No, that was yesterday. That was the 8th.
So who ran away?
The owner. And since the owner ran away, you can't do a psak. Radia is the aliyah de maru. You can't, that belongs, the work that the animal does, that belongs to the owner. That's not megufay shal shor. Rashi says, v'ein megufay shal shor, elok shay nechse bailo. V'tam, ein mishalam an aliyah. You don't pay from the work. Like we said, you pay from the actual animal. So having the animal work, that's not, that belongs to the owner. That doesn't go to the guy who you damaged. Right? That wouldn't do.
So why would allow him to get hair? Because it's no alternative.
No, you wouldn't allow him.
No, the horse fell
out. So you're not allowing it.
No aliyah.
The Gemara is saying you should that should be able to work for payment.
That's why Shabbarach.
So what does it pay from?
Nothing.
That's why it's not a good.
That's
example.
That's why it's not
a good answer.
Saying so, how do we force them to pay? Right.
You don't. In this case, you can't pay. Saying the case still, where he ran away, so there's no pay.
He's on the lamb.
Ibaru, yesh oimin l'nezakin or ein l'nezakin. Okay, is there evaluation of a nezakin? Or is there no evaluation of nezakin? Means, do we evaluate, it doesn't mean evaluation of nezakin, do we evaluate this guy, the punch, a guy gave a punch, that punch was able to what that punch did, how potent that punch was. When legabe killing that you evaluate. This guy must have died from this punch because I saw the force. It was 100 mile. It was a 100 pound punch. You know, there's different ways. There's different
pounds per square.
Pounds per 100
pounds of force.
A force. There's different ways of force. So you see the guy mamish. You know what I mean? Even though it's not a riot, because sometimes. Yeah. Okay. It's called the who, which means any little there's still a little nezik. Means even if you don't want to be mazik that much, you might mazik something. I don't know. There's no difference, and either way we evaluate. So Gemara tries to bring a few rides back and forth. Toshma, ma bar sheyesh berk deilohamis asar tefachim. A bar, it needs 10 tefachim in your mouth to kill. Of course, sheyesh berk deilohamis asar tefachim. If it was less than Masar Tvachim, then Nefesar Shachamar, Umay is Potter. Because that bar does not have what it takes to kill. Huzik Boy Chayev, Lagabi Hezik it does, because under 10, it could be Mazik. My love, Mimata Lamala, Tachashuk. We're looking from the bottom up, which means from 0 to 10, it could be Mazik. Vachikamar. You see that there's no evaluation. You're just saying that from there is some kind of nezer that could happen. We're not sure what it is, but from 0 to 10 is some kind of nezer without evaluation. So Mar says, no, that's not what we're saying. We're saying fakir. Less than 10. So Purta, Nizakin Isa. Means you have to evaluate it. It's not that it's just no matter what it damages. You have to look at it. It could be mazik under 10 tefachim. Could be mazik. Not that it's for sure mazik and every single thing it's automatic. And you don't need a nizak. You don't need a umdana. No, you need an umdana. But it's the probability of being nazik is 10 and down.
It's all different than a broken sidewalk. They got injured, we figured out what happened. Something to do with 10 or less.
Well, that's what it's saying, that technically that it does.
What are you trying to say?
It's considered like less than death.
A broken sidewalk, you also need under them.
Basically, didn't do anything. I'm saying you don't even look.
I know, but you also need under them a broken sidewalk. A guy shattered his hip on a sidewalk. So you're mechuyev because he shattered his hip. Maybe he shattered his hip because he didn't have any milk for the last few weeks. So no calcium.
If it happened on your property, that could.
That's. I'm not talking about in the law. I'm talking about in halacha. I mean, it's a little bit. The damage is very severe for the crack in that sidewalk.
If he was able to trip. So he's able to trip because of your property.
Okay, if you could prove it, if you could prove that.
What do you think every tinter is?
It's not hard to prove that he tripped over your sidewalk.
Trip, but the hezek that happened is that your hezek means the I understand the guy got a black blue mark. But just because he broke his hip, that doesn't mean that that's your hezek.
Doesn't warrant the pain?
Doesn't warrant maybe the person was he's something wrong with his hip already and you're ready, he was capitulating over there.
So you should put up a sign on your sidewalk. Only people under 70 can trip. Yeah.
Oh, who said he tripped on that? Well, that's how you
do. No, that's not the question. That's not the question.
That we know.
We know.
It's
Nezek. Yeah. It's right, so you have to have umdana for Nezek.
Right.
That's what Gemara is saying now. Every Nezek has to have umdana. The Gemara is trying to say that. So it means umdana means you can't just say, okay,
did your bar warrant such a damage?
Right. There has to be a bezin sitting down. Does your that crack in the sidewalk, is that enough of a crack to say that a guy could break his hip? Could his foot get stuck and Melee gives a good zetz? You have to, maybe it's a crack that you could just go over. You pull down with that one of those pointy shoes, your shoe got stuck in the corner. If you had the SASs, you ain't getting stuck in there. You need 2 foot spot.
Yeah, you're not too far away from those.
What are you reading?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, what does it mean? Yeah, no.
Test is
from
the
Zach. I know, but you still need the Umdana. The Gemara is saying, under 10 is Zichanat Misa for Nizakin with Umdana. Still in the Umdana. That's what I was trying to. How you're saying that automatically it must be that under 10, you don't need Umdana. It's automatic. Nezakin. Umar says, no, that's not what we're saying. Mimal Lamatik Khosha, which means 10 is Misa, guaranteed. Under 10, you need evaluation. It could be Nezakin, but evaluation.
You go look at it, you see. Okay,
yeah. You look how, if his nose hit the corner, that means it's a long nose. It's not my fault the guy's a long nose.
So a tall person that breaks up won't be as bad as a short person.
Yeah, there's evaluations, different things you look at. Here's chapel, and brings a card, evaluation. Who hit, who what? Tashma, go to the shop. Yikol al einai, v'sim al oznai. We're chopping guy from our Mishnah. You hit a guy on his eye. No, not our Mishnah. V'sim al oznai. Yikol al einai, v'sim al. You blinded him. Al oznai, v'chirshai. You hit on his ear and you made him deft. Every day it's on the cheres. Keneged einai. You hit him in front of his eye.
Hit him in the nose.
The ain't a raya. Keneged oznai v'ain shemah. Ain't every day it's on the cheres. My timer.
You didn't touch him there.
You didn't touch him. Yeah. My timer. You hit the wall next to him. You're going to give it a... My timer. So why over there don't you go out? La mishlam to be in an umdana. Mishlam to yeshlam to nizakim. And you can't... You have no way really to evaluate... In fact, I hit the wall hard, and you were standing there, you got deft because of me. Deft. I made you deft. Deft is what you are. Deft means you became deft.
The action, the verb is...
The verb, right. Okay, Jesus. Okay. Yeah. So, the reason why not chayav, not because of umdana zaken. Maybe you don't need umdana zaken. Over there is, who asked you to be... You caused yourself to be damaged by you being... Not ready for things around you. Sometimes you're walking in the park and a dog barks out the window. Your mom could jump up 10 miles. You have to be cognitive to these kind of things. Your mind has to be ready that just because a guy claps in the window doesn't mean that you should get all disgruntled and making your pants. You know what I'm saying? It's gone down. Whatever you did.
Ketanya, Hamas Gavari, Potter Nina Adam, Bacham Shaman, Keta, Takabazna, the Khishur, Potter, Potter. Oxley, the Takabazna, you hold on to the guy and you're blowing his ear. So it is, that's for sure your problem. Because the guy, what do you want the guy to do? He couldn't run away. If I just blow next to you, get out of here, get lost. Just because now you're deaf because of me, you're klotz. You control yourself. You have no control. Shul kind of brings down a story actually that he asked his father-in-law Yashiv. There was a guy who owned a store in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael.
Gabay who bangers.
And his son became from, and he was up on a Shabbos, and the guy who owned the store had a heart condition. And he's taking it very to heart that his son does not want to come work on Shabbos. So the question is, if his, by not coming on Shabbos, he's killing his father. His mom is killing his father. Not coming to the store on Shabbos, he's killing his father. The question is he allowed to not go to the store on Shabbos? It's not going to work. He wasn't doing any work. But to go to the store on Shabbos, he's allowed to go to the store. So Yashu said that he's not allowed to go to the store. His father's going to die, Pashas, because in the heart, he says that's his father's problem. If he's going to die, he can control himself. You want to get so worked up that you're going to die, that's your problem. I don't know about that. Tashma. Now you're adding something. You just added, but it's good. Tashma. Chamisha dvarim ayim d'nosei nice and light. Miyad. There are five things that you evaluate and you give them right away. Ripui, v'shevis. Nice and miyad. Ripui and ripui v'shevis, you give achi yisrapa till he gets better. The cucumber watcher, which says cucumber watcher and ripui is the baron, the visits the baron, the Z-Pax. So that you give till he gets better. Amdu. They say, okay, it's 2 weeks of Z-Pack. This guy just keeps on going. He just can't get rid of that. Can't get rid of that blister rice. Ain't nice to other commercial I'm doing. You said 2 weeks, get 2 weeks. What about I'm dual for 2 months? The Hivri. And now he's good. The guy's he's back in the shop, man.
How would everybody
end? Nice to like come on do. You give whatever you gave him. You gave him two months of medication. You give him the medication and the shavas. Shmamna, yes, I'm gonna zakim. You see, it's Ahmed. You have the Ahmed. It's clearly Ahmed.
Because he pays up front.
But you know exactly how long it's going to take.
The point is that you screwed up. You made a mistake.
That's the point. The point is that you evaluate. That's what evaluation is.
It's
evaluation. What do you mean? You go to an insurance company. They tell you, looks like this guy's going to be out for 2 months. We'll give him disability for 2 months. I don't know. They evaluate.
That's why insurance has replacement value.
Okay, but there's something called evaluation. So mostly you look, you know what it takes a broken arm. This guy was special. We call him Speedy Gonzalez. He like that. He got recovered. Look at Chile, right? A regular guy in his situation would have been out for 2 months. He was out only 2-3 days. Yes, I'm not talking. So mostly the main
man. Any other examples?
So mostly the main man. Gabriel, Kamal, Gotze, Mihal, Marco, Kamal, Loimikta, Lekambola. Mostly says no, you got it wrong.
What?
You got it wrong because. To evaluate a guy, how long it's gonna take to cover from recover from the broken arm? How long is it gonna take to recover from the broken arm? And how what the time zone is? Everybody agrees that there's an evaluation of that. The question over here is not if you evaluate how long it takes a guy to recover. Everybody knows that. He comes the main he offered the question is the fact that this guy hit him on the arm. If that was a hit enough to break his arm.
Can knock him out for 2 months.
I hit people all the time like that. I never broke the arm. This guy broke his arm. Obviously, you got something wrong with your arm. Or maybe you broke it the day before. And I was just a makib apatish. Famous. That's the best. Aloha.
This is the first
chef cigar
with
Gamar, though, yeah. Aloha, Mike. I don't know. Aloha, Mike.
How do you
know? It's David Becker. Aloha, Mike. Toshma. Shimati money, Aimer. You ready?
By the way, you got Moshe. You got to call my safe room for that.
Don't worry about it. My Egrev Yuchlet Shemasleida. Call Chapel. We have something coming in a few minutes. I'm giving you a heads up. We have something coming. Go call him now. My Egrev Yuchlet Shemasleida. You ready? Vileidim.
Coming when?
No, a good line.
Okay.
Call him an event. Shema Timani, I'm in my Egam just like today's evaluation. I've called Yuchat Shemasleida Leidim. Shmamino, Yesh Amilan Zokin, Shmamino. So he holds there is Amilan Zokin, Azoy Hout there, and that's how he passed him. I'm due over Hebrew. This guy, we evaluated him.
So you do have to put up the sign by your.
We evaluated him.
You do have to put up the sign by your sidewalk.
Dobie has a sign by his pool. If you get hurt, get out of here. Oh my, I'm doing the Hebrew. I don't know if it works. He has a sign by his basketball court. Does it work? Legally? Luckily? Yeah. What's his name has a tribe. It makes you sign something, right? It makes you sign. It's different. But I think it's just a sign. I don't know if that works. Legally, if you sign something, it works. He has a legal thing.
Any of these skiing places also, it doesn't work. You can get out of it.
You could sue.
It's a right to scare. It's to scare people that don't know.
It's a guy who chips and twists his foot that every time you go to tomorrow is going to go away.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay. It's a guy in the backyard.
I'm doing it, Hibri. Nice like come out, do. Get the locks and put good locks on your fences so you guys don't come in. I'm doing the Hibri, that's the Kamasham do.
Oh, he's here.
So you they're both here. Two pay sale too. I'm doing the Hibri, that's the Kamasham do. You give him everything. Whatever you I gotta get the shaitel. We never get the shaitel. I'm doing the Hibri, that's the Kamasham do. You give him everything that you value. Messiah Rabba Damarava, I man I'm doing the cool yaimo. The itbuk bagaima, so basically you go to an insurance company and say, listen, this guy, he's going to be out, like, chilly. He made an insurance claim for this. I have I'm out for a day. And I said, by 1 o'clock, I saw him running around. He was cleaning out sheetrock in his house. I called the boss. He said, listen, we gave him a full day. You have a full day?
But his name's not speaking.
The itbuk lepaga, the yavina led kul yayim. That's the special Siyat Mishmar he had. Siyat Mishmar, he got better at 12 o'clock. Yeah. But really, the evaluation was the whole day. Rather, he had Siyat Mishmar.
It's
got the brothers. Rakaka Gia boy. So you give a good zets. The Gia boy, a right. The heavier. And then your mab is the next one is the here, right? The bowling ball. I'm not proper. Loy Shon Ella boy. Only if it hits him. Our big guy, if it hits the pant.
Like,
when I have a kibayish bedvar, I don't understand. If I go embarrass a guy, I say, "Hey, you baldy, right?" That's not embarrassment. I'm a ramish when the rest of the baravim is embarrassed. Kibayish bedvar and potem a klum. You embarrass a guy with words. That's nothing. I mean, forget about it. You know how to. You're talking about that you have to embarrass the guy's body. So if you take care of Oznai, if you spit at him, you take off his head. Something with the guy's body, that's when you hire. It's not just...
That is embarrassing.
What?
That's right.
What?
Go off his head.
Talk to him close. I call the fiqh voidai.
So calling the guy names is not... No.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. But that's not what we're talking about.
It's not
a mummer's dick then. That's worse. Because you go to purgatory. I call it Vich Voidai.
Purgatory.
That's that kitchen next to
the earth.
Next to the kiddush.
It's
kiddush. Fresh fish. Exactly. I call it Vich Voidai. Hello, by the way, I saw the fish swimming outside. They cut it up already today. Call it Vich Voidai. So the Mishnah said, I call it Vich Voidai. It's interesting, Mishnah. Mishnah says, no, it's not about Mezuz. And then the Mishnah says, I call it Vich Voidai. I call it Vich Voidai is what? It's telling you.
What was
saying
about bowling ball?
What was that? He means cue ball. See the ladies that don't have.
Hold on. I'm a loy shayla boy. A big day loy. One second. Wait. Hold on. I call it the chvoida. Yeah. So.
Nobody can tell you.
Don't get caught up on a detail. I call it the chvoida. So it's the question is what's the I call it the chvoida? So Gemara says Ibaylo. Tanakam le kula kama le chumah kama. The kula kama the ik ani the loy boy the mishka kula high means we're saying. 400 zuz. If you go like this, slap, the backhand slap, me and Malki got that. Malki, by the way, that Rebbe, we should go together. We could be rich. You know how much money they owe?
Thousands.
He
had
a lot to pay. I mean,
you
know,
where exactly are you going to get the check from?
Rikers Island. So Gemara says, Ibarra, the Tanakam, the Kul Kama, the Kulma Kama. The Kul Kama, the Ika Anid, the Boy, the Mishka Kuliai. That it shouldn't take that much. If you're mulchumah kama, the ikar arsh should boil the mace to lay tvei. Look if I got kodesh vaydas, you should give him not 400, 400,000. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that it's lekula. I mean, the kama Rabbi Kiva, has Rabbi Kiva is the next tana. What does he say? He's like continuing. He says, Afilu anir shem Yisrael, roiras gilei b'nei chan, shiyonim l'kseyim, shem b'nei avram tzul yakar. He's coming to allude to the Tanakama, Shmamino, Tanakama, the Kulukama, Shmamino. Where he's come and says, I hold, even on Yisrael, gets 400 zuz, which means you were saying not like that. You were saying kol dichvoy did, and Ani would get less. And I say, no, I disagree with you. So you see, that was the kula kamash mami. No, beautiful. This is the hot story in the Mishnah. He took off the lady's head in the street, and her bone, her coverings, you know, whatever it is, that little tichel she was wearing, or whatever, the little, whatever. I think that skimpy tichel, I don't think you'd believe anything, but whatever. It took over a real covering. Umi Avinah's man, this is what it says. Umi Avinah's, I just picture it in my head, you know what I mean? I don't think you have anything. I think Pufa can. She has to give you money. Umi Avinah's man.
What, it has to be 4 inches.
I don't know, you know what I mean?
You know what
he's
saying.
Yeah, you got what I'm saying.
She gave Ruben Miller. Pictures of his
magic. I hired a guy to do animation, but he can't figure out what I want. He's like, I make it big. No.
Because he says it's not possible. He mean that.
No. Ruben Miller says I don't draw nude. Anyway, not the joke. Umi Avinah's man, you ready? Umi Avinah's man, but Amr al-Khadidah ain't nice as man with Avalos.
You know what that means, right?
What?
You know what that means.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because I draw and make a picture, you're bad guy. Oh, I said, make a picture.
The new cover. The new cover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The stockings.
You're going into a whole new level.
Me and Avina were just playing noodles. Anyway, me and Avina's man, Vamra Khalino, ain't next to man, Chavolis. You ready?
So,
let's go. When we have his man, Vamra Khalino, ain't next to man, Chavolis. We don't give time. A guy comes. A guy comes to Bezdin. Even though I had this, I don't know why. I don't know what he's talking about. I went to Bezdin one time. I went to Bezdin, not to Bezdin, to Rebbe Ruhl, and the guy owed me. He said he owes me money. He paid me a year later. And I met him Kosh Vils with his wife. I said, by the way, when we went to Bezdin, he never paid me.
So
I
said,
pay this. I gotta check the next day. Baruch Hashem. And I said, I should have met him Kosh Vils earlier.
Knocked on the door.
I didn't know that was his wife, the red shoes. And his Malchavos.
He charged you.
And this is Mount Kavolos. No, you don't get time, but well, it's Kilev. It's a Moses Kilev is Mount Kavolos of Kasia Minor. Well, it says, Kilev is Mount Kavolos of Kasia Minor. That's only Kavolo where I owe you money, means I hit you, and I ruin your clothes, and we go to bed, and I pass you owe me $100. Over there, there's no man. Pay up right away. You ruin something. I'm the boy, just look Kasia Minor. You didn't ruin anything. You just embarrassed the guy. You spit at the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's it. It's just embarrassing.
Okay, we don't collect.
Shamra, I met as a Pesach Chatzeres. What does the Mishnah bring? The Mishnah is a story where Rabbi Akiva said, you owe money no matter what. And this guy, he was trying to prove his point that this lady was a Nidrika lady. She was a lowlife. This lady's like, she's not worth $400. She's worth maybe $1.50. Look, I'll tell you. And there was a story where he had the lady was on her front by entrance, the barrel of little oil, she took off her head cover and put it on her head. It's like, this lady, they're crazy, I gotta give her money. And he Rebbe Akiva says, even though I don't care what your story is, have a great day. But Tanya, the Bryce says, I'm Rebbe Akiva, it's a lot of Hamadir. This doesn't say in the mission, this is the Bryce continuing Rebbe Akiva's continuation on this guy's story that he was trying to tell Rabbi Akiva, don't charge me so much, because look at the story that I'm bringing. Rabbi Akiva answered to him was, I'm Rabbi Akiva, it's a lot of my madirim, but at least the v'yecha. You swam in deep waters and you brought up a piece of earthenware. And what Ben Yadav explains, it's part of shot, I think, but a guy gets all ready to dive into the water, and he dives down, and he comes up with a seashell. I mean, klutz, that's what you dove down for. You took lessons for 3 weeks to dive down a seashell. Bring up the Titanic. Bring up a few gold coins in 1900 that we could talk. You dove down, you went to this lady, and this is what you come back with. Not negaya. You still had to pay $400. Charis is whatever it is.
No.
A shard. Shard.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's
okay.
Yeah,
it's a seashell. Yeah, find them on the beach. Yeah.
A person is allowed to mimchavon himself, and therefore you have no raya just because she went ahead and uncovered her hair. That has nothing to do with
busha. Because it doesn't embarrass herself.
Why does it embarrass
you? No, that was the guy's title. Rabbi Akiva says...
Wait, we'll see. Why doesn't explain? One second.
It's not going to do the case. She did it for herself.
What?
Why is it embarrassing?
Well,
Kiva's not allowed to, and he's saying that.
Kiva says,
"Lav ma'am dem lusikas
beotcha." Because,
right? Ando mishal chalba asmai.
That's a caution. Right. So said you're not allowed to. Chalba. Indo you're not allowed. You still don't pay.
Right. And over here you see you're allowed. You're allowed. The most like kasher. Kama chavolo, kama boish. Depends. Chavolo is different than boish. Mis chavolo you're not allowed, but boish you're allowed. In fact, the more of a mastisa and boish, the boish. Mastisa and the boish. The tani achel ba'atmai. I'll be sharing a show with Potter.
You are allowed.
Right. No, he's allowed. He's not allowed. The more says hakam alei. This is what the more is saying, and this God explains the whole Mishnah, which I should have really explained yesterday this, but this is the pshat in the Mishnah.
Never too late.
Hakam alei. Let me buy your boishes. The other mishor levayish is atzmai. You're allowed to embarrass yourself. El afil chavol the enam mishor lechava atzmai. Achen mishor bechayov. Now Rashi explains over here by boishes. Let me buy boishes. The hayov other mishor lachva baatzmai ki baish baatzmai ubaish beachem loim mifti b'hachi. Which means you're ready. A person's allowed to, means when it comes to chaval, you're not allowed to be chayv on yourself. And still, somebody who's chayv is chayv. Somebody who's allowed to embarrass himself.
So fish. Next
Rashi.
Next
Rashi
explains a little better.
Chaval, mamas, the emissary, but the aim mak would learn right. Aim mak would learn. That's the Rashi I'm looking for. Learn the chayv. That means you're ready. You're ready by chavala. You're already damaged. Over here, you're not damaged already. It's because you mivayish yourself. So what? You can still mivayish again. So it's still a little shver because the maisa busha is not a. It's not like a tangible. It's not what?
Tangible.
No, what it means busha is. There's a word for it. Not
tangible.
No, busha is you can't. Busha is not something that you could just say this is busha, this is not busha. Every guy is busha. If I walk around naked, I enjoy it. I like walking naked. So it's objective, right? Busha is it's subjective. It's totally in each person. You can't. Thank you very much. Pulled it out of his hat. Busha is
the first appropriate thing you said.
So if a guy's if I embarrass myself constantly, you can't tell me that you just embarrassed me. You pulled off my head. Are you crazy? Yeah. This is me.
Somebody else doing it is not the same thing as doing it yourself. It doesn't matter if it's the same action.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's answer, but Lemaisa is subjective. Lemaisa is subjective. If I walk around naked, you can't tell me, Bai Shay Oro.
If a guy walks around
naked,
somebody
up.
Else goes ahead and pulls his pants down, it's not the same thing. Somebody else is doing it.
We see that the Tangans have a problem about Anish. It's my clickers. So it's still
going on. Okay, we're not going with that man.
I'm going to have a Kiva, right?
Doesn't hold that. Okay. So that's the Gemara. A person not allowed himself. We had this. Lo hara, yei potter. Tamar lo hara, yei potter. Ma'at rishos, ha'vara rishos. See, it's rishos. Avinish b'la hara ba'atzmai, lo hara, v'lo hara, v'lo hara.
Right,
because
it's not allowed to be
chayv
on yourself.
Right.
But you're allowed to embarrass yourself.
Right.
You're
allowed to hit yourself. You're allowed to do something wrong. I'm much more. No, when we say that you're doing something bad, the Eishabatainas. Eishabatainas, that's not hurting yourself. That's just, you're hurting yourself, you're being mitzar yourself, but not hurting.
Not
chavala. So Moses says, what do you mean? The kvasigah ba'ayroa zacherim. Lashim atayin zacherim. Mimaisilu batayinisim. You can't put someone else on a tainis. Hey, surely go on a tainis. Are you crazy? In. You could. You know what you do? You bring Schwarzblatt, lock the doors from the outside in. The mehendelu ba'adroina. You lock him in the house. And then he's forced to be dinus.
Yeah, my friend was in that good, but the legal, he's doing he's interning one summer. A woman called him up. They had a tishba that her husband locked the fridge. I'm not a tishba.
And what was the shot?
It wasn't shot, it was legal help that she was abusive. He wanted to lose weight. Just told him a lot.
Why is abusive? Maybe she was heavy.
Right, she probably was.
Right.
Why is that
abusive? The guy's right.
Like,
come on.
It's basis.
I'm giving you the opposite story. But he's on his own. Chadwick agrees with me. That's crazy. He, don't tell me I'm locking the door.
I'm sure he gave us something.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe yeah. Two pieces of patch.
He pulled out what she was able to eat.
But I told you.
He's really serious.
I told you. I was joking. He took it to the next level. But now he's on rock cam. Echo pointing. The F says, Michael, I'll hit that guy. I'll bust his brains through. So you see how it is? That is, it is Chavallah. El Tanoi, he did come on him in the Shoel Chavas, and he came on him on the Shoel Chavas. And Machoy Sanoi, Man Tan and Shamed Omar in the Shoel Chavas, my. Who's the one who holds like that?
Yeah.
You ain't my high Tano. Hold on 1 second. I had something very important to say. I forgot what.
Wait, your paper.
Just say it tonight. Say it tonight.
Positive about it.
Oh, what is this? What is this? El Haitano, the Tanya.
You want me to take care of
the problem?
Like you took care of the last 2 years.
El Haitano.
You're
going to
put a lock on the
fridge? El Haitano, the Tanya. I don't know. These are all related to Carmen. El Haitano, the Tanya. Mekano, a mace. You're allowed to rip for a mace. The Lumidaki and Murray means even though they're Miriam, they cut themselves. You're allowed to go ahead and rip your begotten. Okay. Amr Rabbi Elazar Shemati Shemakara Ames Yosef Medai. If you do too much, loika Mishum Atashus. The coach can go for it. So Mazir Adilma Begadim Shani. The Pseid LeHadu. You can't fix Begadim. Once you rip, it's done. That's why it's a problem. But by the body, it fixes. So you give a cut. 2 days later, it heals up. So Mazir says Ki Hagrabi Eichanan. I'll bring you a riot. Kari Lemani Mechabdusa. He called his clothing. My respect means the a person wears clothing that gives him respect. You wear a frock, you're a shiva. Even Machiz or Shiva wore a frock, that one, the 6-15. Rechiz the kad hama maski beni hizmi, when you go between thorns, v'haga madlu money, pick up his clothing. Why? Amar zeh ma'ala rucha, the feet will get scratched and they'll get healed. V'zeh ma'ala rucha, what am I going to do with the pants? Once they get ripped. So you see that clothing is different than a body. So you have no riot just because you can't rip your clothing more. That's batashkas. That doesn't come back. But the body, it'll get healed. In 2 days, you're back to normal. So you got to scratch, relax. What's this going by Soto? Now it's interesting. This halacha we now have b'atzmai. So what about plastic surgery? I don't like my nose. I can't live with my nose. Every time I go with my tefillin, you measure with your nose. My nose is crooked. So that's why my tefillin always crooked because. It goes to the side.
That's
so I want, yes, I want to fix my nose
maybe,
because of that, for that purpose.
Maybe it's corrected.
Maybe no. You're not supposed to.
Your nose from the bottom.
I start from the bottom, so it goes. Yeah, I'm always going left.
That's the right place.
From the top.
Okay.
That's the right
whatever.
Place.
Anyway,
it's way too far. Yeah.
So the shaila is my nose is a real shaila. I have a deviated septum. And I could breathe no problem. I don't snore. I don't have a problem with it. Am I allowed to fix my nose? My nose is crooked. Am I allowed to fix my nose? So my father went. When I was a little kid, my father went to Gedolei Netz Yisrael to ask him the shaila, and they said that you're allowed to fix it. That was their answer. They told him. Lamai said, "Didn't fix it because you can't fix it till you finish growing. Otherwise, your nose stays that size. Once you play with the nose, I would have had a little pitsy nose, like that little brim on the hat. So it would look funny. You waited till I was 18. 18, I ain't doing no surgery, man. Forget about it. Lamai said, is a big shiloh by a tooth. A guy has a toothache. A guy has a back tooth. 1 second, we're going there. A guy has a toothache. So a guy has a toothache. There's a lot of stuff on the bottom. It's hard. A guy has a toothache, and the doctor said, listen, I can either pull a tooth, it'll take 20 minutes, or I can give you a treatment that takes 3 weeks. It's going to hurt like halach. So are you allowed to do that? So the halacha is that you're not allowed to pull the tooth, because that's chaval ba'atzmai. You can't pull the tooth for no reason.
Maybe
it's a reason. I pay him. That's not a reason. Fix the tooth, and you have a tooth. Can't just pull a tooth. Same thing. The Chofetz Chaim says the guy be smoking. You're not allowed to smoke. That's chavol ba'atzmai. For that matter, probably eating the pizza that Tzvi brings you tonight, you probably can't eat either if you give $75 to this page. But please give $75 so you can get the pizza.
Where's the Chofetz Chaim right there?
I don't know. I have to find that. I saw it brought down.
Already,
yeah. Back then already came out that smoking was not healthy. And he's saying now that smoking. And Moshe also says it's chavol ba'atzmai.
Moshe found that during the 80s.
Chavol ba'atzmai. He says it was already Chofetz Chaim's time. They came out that smoking was dangerous. So I don't know. Anything you do that's dangerous, you got a problem because you chavol ba'atzmai. That's also you now the chavol ba'atzmai.
He means the reshiva of Chofetz Chaim.
Yashikach. Well, turkey's not good. I want you to call me.
No, because the teeth are white.
There's yellow on his beard.
Yes.
Okay, we're up to Bays, right?
No, Dalat Aleph.
Dalat Aleph?
Famous.
You're doing good.
Thank you.
Shrua Seidus Nagus Banashim, by the way, $28. Shrua Seidus Nagus Banashim, Lebanashim. Reflect on the crime, Exchange Lab Sloom, and Nagus Elder Ream Lahoye. If Nate Bezman, Shrub and Bezman, the Asu on Piazza, Enke Rashi, Yishbu Man Bezman. We have to, not rebuke, we, whatever.
Refutes.
Yishbu is the.
It only has two words, rebuke and refute.
No, Yishbu means the.
Fall out?
No.
Repent?
No, Yichbu is to say I didn't do it.
He showed a pleasure rates. I mean, you just went like that. I was supposed to
figure out. Vinod, very good.
I'm very upset with myself right now.
Twice. Yashikayak, have a great day.